Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, August 18th, 2015. Hunger-striking political detainee recover from coma and resume his hunger strike. Meanwhile, Israeli troops demolish homes in the Jordan Valley. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian lawyer, political prisoner Mohammed Allan entered his 64th day of hunger strike Tuesday after waking from a four-day coma. Allan pledged to continue the open-ended strike until death if necessary. 250 Palestinians who are being held without charges by Israeli authorities in a prison camp in the Negev desert have decided to join the open-ended hunger strike. Allan, a 35-year-old Palestinian lawyer, slipped into a coma 4 days ago and Israeli authorities had to administer the vitamins and fluids to him. The prisoners who joined the hunger strike on Tuesday represents all of the prisoners who are being held without charges in the Negev camp. The hunger strikers are demanding the end of the Israeli practice of administrative detention, in which Palestinians are held without charges in harsh conditions with no access to legal counsel and often denied family visitations as well. Also on Tuesday, 8 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by Israeli troops during pre-dawn invasions targeting West Bank communities. According to Palestinian sources, invasions and kidnappings were reported in Hebron City, southern West Bank, the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and nearby Jerusalem. Elsewhere, Israeli troops demolished on Tuesday 12 tents owned by Palestinian Bedouins in Al-Fasail area in the Jordan Valley. Another 4 structures were demolished by the army in the nearby Al-Ma'abir area. The army said that the structures were built without the needed permissions. The Jordan Valley is marked as Area C, that is under total Israeli occupation control. Permissions to build homes or tents are never given to Palestinian landowners, and water is mainly taken to nearby illegal Israeli settlements that the army allows to keep being built and enlarged. In the past 2 weeks, Israeli army bulldozers demolished 18 Palestinian-owned homes and farmhouses in the Jordan Valley. Palestinian sources said that in the last year, Israel leveled more than 1,000 Palestinian-owned structures in the Jordan Valley. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, August 18th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.